question was asked, if a person develops themselves, can they attain prophecy? So Rambam explains, and this is based on the Talmud in Tractate Avodah Zarah, that as we develop our traits, we're developing towards connecting to the Ribon Shalom. Our development of traits brings us to the point where we can connect to our Creator. But when a person reaches the point that they can connect to their Creator, that does not mean that the Creator connects with them. Meaning a person can build himself up to the level of prophecy and not get prophecy his whole life. This concept is clearly stated in Rambam, but in fact, the concept is already in the Talmud. Because the Talmud says that Hillel had top students who were worthy of prophecy, top students who were worthy of making the sun stop, but they never got prophecy because the generation wasn't worthy of prophecy. So we have two concepts. Concept number one, it says in Rambam, and is further elucidated in Drashot Aran, and that is that even though a person can develop himself to the top level, it's like a person who's waiting. Rambam doesn't use the analogy of a lightning rod, but Rambam does use the analogy of lightning. Rambam says you're walking in a forest, and you're prepared for the lightning bolt to shine you the path, to show you where to go. And you either will get one bolt of lightning the whole night, or no bolts, or many bolts. He says Moshe Rabbeinu was like continuous lightning. It was like broad daylight as he's walking through the forest. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had constant prophecy. Other prophets merited one or two or five bolts of lightning. Suddenly they had an insight, they had prophetic vision. And other people got none. They spent their whole lives like a lightning rod, ready to tap into the lightning, and it never strikes. And that's the term mitnabeim. What does it mean, mitnabeim? Mitnabeim means preparing themselves for prophecy. In modern day terminology, it would be you've prepared your what goes in the socket? What's it called? You've prepared. You've put your plug in the socket. Now the question is, do you turn on the current or not? Is it going to go on? Is it going to stay on? Is it going to go on and off? Is it going to go on and off many times? Your plug is ready. Now, is there a current? So, coming back to this idea. So, we have concept number one. Even in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, you had the 70 elders who were ready for prophecy. They didn't get prophecy till it was the time, till in last week's Parsha, they got their prophecy. Their whole lives, they had grown, they had developed up. They didn't get prophecy. There was a time to get prophecy. So that's concept number one. Concept number two is a person can be on the level and they won't get it because the generation isn't worthy. And concept number three is that the Talmud tells us that there are no longer prophets. The Talmud says that prophecy ended with the beginning of the Second Temple. The last prophets were Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, and until Mashiach comes, we don't have prophecy. So even if a person today perfects himself, they will not get prophecy. They are no longer Nevi'im, but the Talmud does tell us, Chacham Gadol Minavi. One who is learned in Torah is greater than a prophet. What does that mean? Well, we'll discuss on a Thursday night.